the Morgan and Morgan Studios.
This is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Open it up with a country deal. I'm going to go into the Dave McKay stuff. This is the news story. This kind of just frames up everything that happened. Our great friend Dave McKay, friend of the show, we're going to play a couple little things here next, was found dead yesterday morning, was supposed to report for his 99.5 morning show with Veronica yesterday morning, as we all of us morning guys, Orlando, myself, Mason. So we all, you know, respectfully came in yesterday, Thursday, to report to duty. We have our own building, and then they all report over there off of on 4th Street in St. Pete. And Dave didn't show. And for the people that work with morning guys and things like that, the progression usually goes, Jabberjaw, I think it goes cell phone, then home phone if you got one, and then phone to friend, maybe, I think is how it goes, if you're looking for somebody.
Yep, and we also check your Twitter, too, to see if you tweeted.
Oh, is that? Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
we do know. To see if I got abducted on the way in. So anyway, Dave did not show. It was a no-show yesterday, and then this was the news story that ran, I think, about like by 10 o'clock, right? I think it was already released, but I think it happened around 8. And I think by the time everything circulated in the news cycle and what have you, I know I didn't find out till right at 10 when we were getting ready to start the other show.
Fans and colleagues are mourning the passing of popular radio host Dave McKay. He entertained listeners on WQYK radio for more than two decades, and tonight he's being remembered across the Bay Area. Fox 13's Aaron Mesmer has been talking to his fans and joins us now from St. Petersburg. Aaron.
And Kelly, when you talk to people and you hear people talk about Dave McKay, you really see how many lives he touched. Everybody who knew him loved him, and now they just can't believe he's gone.
Hopefully one day we can make that happen.
This is a moment from Wednesday's Dave and Veronica.
Man, that's kind of eerie. Like, they actually have Wednesday's, you know, Dave's last show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the piece.
I was driving in, and, you know, it's a Dave and Veronica show, and Veronica...
And you listen to it a lot,
yeah,
don't
so
you?
I drove in, and it was like, you know, 5 o'clock, right when, you know, they usually come on.
A.M.
And it was, Veronica was on going, I'm trying to get a hold of Dave, but maybe his phone's on silent. And then I pulled in the parking lot. It was like 5:20, and she's
this
like...
This is yesterday, right?
Yeah, she's like, still trying to get a hold of Dave. And then when I left the show, I got in my car, and as soon as I turned on the radio, they were like, we've lost Dave McKay. I was like, wow.
Well, what a you know, because you didn't... while we were on the air, we didn't know, so that's crazy. As you were driving in yesterday, listening to Veronica, trying to phone Dave up, when you get back in your car to go home, in that four-and-a-half-hour span,
they found him
dead.
Yeah.
A show on WQYK radio. There was no way to know that this would be Dave McKay's last time on the air.
Very unexpectedly lost Dave McKay last night and the entire QYK.
Man, they got some processing on there, don't they? T, you need to back that down a notch, because you got to sound believable.
McKay family is just devastated.
Whoa.
Listeners could hear tears in the voices of McKay's co-host this morning, moments after learning about his sudden death.
It's shocking. It's so sad. He, you know, larger-than-life person.
McKay, whose real name was Steve Emke, spent more than 20 years hosting morning shows on the country music radio station.
He came to Tampa in the same year I did, in 1992. And while in all of radio, I have never lost anybody, you know, that's in my same building or my same team. This might be a first for you too, Manson, I think. But is anybody else in this? I mean, Manson, you're the next with regards to tenure, other than Tramati Watts. I don't know of anybody else. And this seems to be very Tramati wasn't even a level as Dave McKay.
No.
No, I mean, you know, nothing even. I mean, there's probably only
Chris Thomas.
Eight, yeah, you know what? I would equate, you're probably right, Ned. And that was a tragedy, because he was a television guy as well. I probably equate the level of tragedy to when the last time a broadcast brother had passed away, television and or radio, and Chris Thomas did a both. I mean, that was tragic. This is bad. So bad.
WQYK. One of his shows was with Randy Price, who stopped by to talk about the loss.
Well, they had the face this morning without Dave, and it was a shock, and they are still in shock.
McKay's co-workers started to worry when he didn't show up to work today. One of them lives in the same apartment building in St. Pete and went to check on him. Police say he had died in his bedroom.
It was sad. I mean,
He's been around here for a while. He's been part of the community for a while.
Oh, look at that. Now, is that you imitating me, or is that an actual, is that me?
No, that was actually you when you did a Jim's Harley Davidson spot.
Dave McKay, that's my boy.
Oh, but I could give you, why don't you just give me a list of liners, and I'll just do it, say anything you want. Hey, this is Dave McKay, and he's still in radio, and I'm not. It's Bubba the Love Sponge, and I listen to Dave McKay now that I'm out of radio.
Dave McKay, that's my boy. Dave McKay.
Dave McKay from QIK 99.5. He used to go to the Roundup, and you would squat underneath the DJ booth, and you would say, Dave, let me hear it right now. Let me hear it.
They would actually do that, and it's so funny because that's when you were doing pumping.
Dave, we're on the air. You can't say that on the air. We can't say it on ours.
No, I said tiggle bitties.
Oh, here I want to give you the right. I want to give you the right background. Here we go, Dave. Can you hear that? Remember this song? Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Here we go.
Crazy, I want to hear No Panty Tuesday. Say it.
No Panties Thursday.
What was Tuesday?
It was Redneck Monday, Lesbian Tuesday, Wetback Wednesday, No Panties Thursday, and Fat Philly Friday.
Oh, God. Hey, Kevin, just add one more song, by the way.
Yeah, add one more song.
Because we got a break to do. We got to do Veronica's College of Holly. Say hi to V-Girl, by the way.
Man, you need to slow down. I can't even keep up with you. Are you on some meth or Adderall mixture? What are you on, cousin?
No, I took 10-hour energy.
Well, no, we like Veronica. We were just talking about how she really, really pulls the nose up on that show. We love her.
Well, she does pull the nose up on the show.
And how old girl can't make it to work on time.
I really can't. I was late again today.
Today, so you get McDonald's, and we had McDonald's.
Thank God she's hot, Dave, because let's be honest, a thicker girl that pulled that off would be gone in your world. Let's be honest.
I would, man. I'd fire her.
Yeah, be like, listen, you big bitch, you got to go, okay? Because you can't even be on time. At least Veronica was hot and late. I mean, come on. Man. Anyway, Dave, I got a favor for you, okay?
Let's not talk about the scary Harry.
No, not
Harry
just scary. Listen, there's this. I was just listening to your guys' show a few seconds ago, and you're trying to hood this and street level that, and yippee yo, and the floods and the bloods and the.
Yeah, we're doing this stuff. Here we go.
Kind of like it.
Yo, street flooding up in the street.
Manson Beasley could just fire us and bring Dave McKay to be me and save a lot of money.
You better shut up.
Dave, come on, here we go. Some real mother effing G's. Come on, cuz. Let's hear it. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Jump into the jam, boogie woogie jam, slam, plus dialect, manic command, mama. Power pig, hello.
Is Bubba there? Spraking. I'm 12. Listen, you little fetus. When you grow some pubic hair, call me back. I'm out of here. What's your mom doing right now? All right,
hang on, Bubba. One of our callers are here. Hang on.
If I wanted to listen to that, I'd tune into the Power Pig.
Man, he's got better drops than we do.
He does.
And that's about us. Anyway, Dave, I saw you guys trying to, give back to the, black community and be all, gangster and things like that. Well, I have been trying to call T, but in between his 6-hour cocktail lunches and picking his toenails, I don't know if I can get a hold of him. But there's this black guy from Bradenton. His name's Reginald Wrangler.
Okay.
And he's a black guy, and he's got gold teeth, and he's doing hip hop. And listen, 103.5 and 99.5, I mean, everybody plays everything. Come on. The only thing that's different between you guys and them is the fact that you got you and Veronica in the morning, and we got Cadillac in the afternoon. We got some good talent. Everybody else is playing the same 12 records. Come on.
Dude, I realize that, but you know what? Original Wrangler, number one, that's not an original vibe. And Cowboy Troy from Big and Rich and the, Music Mafia, they got the line on them.
All right, well, will you listen to it before you shut your yap up? I'll get another boxing match with you.
Okay, listen, if you want to, start, 3 months out, we'll do another one.
You Sue Tarikas. What was that girl's name? Zelenko. That old hag. What were you thinking on that one?
You used to call her the Zelenkosaurus.
The Zelenkosaurus.
Right?
What were you thinking on that one? Somebody needed to tap you on the shoulder. Be like, listen, quit being a TV groupie and realize this bitch is a little long in the tooth, cousin.
All right, go ahead, man.
All right, hold on. It's a black guy. Hold on. Here we go.
Children grow up fast. Join the military, head on the foreign land.
About the soldiers. So open up your mind and quit being a dick. Listen to this right here. It's pretty good. Hold on. Here we go.
Talk about that red, white, and blue flag. Brave men and women that risked their lives on the front line. Make a sacrifice so we can sleep in peace. Kids from outside. There ain't nothing more important than a soldier born. With a smile on the face coming back from tour. They made it home.
All right, stop it.
What?
Stop it. Not enough to cut. Listen, it's not going to cut through anything we're doing right now in the format, the narrow format we're doing right now.
Yeah, that's the problem, the narrow format. No, right. You just said it yourself.
Listen,
you just said it yourself.
Haven't we called it narrow cast?
Listen to me. You're a big slinging over there. Yeah, they're not going to tell you what you can and cannot do. And listen, if you want to sneak this in as for Dave and Veronica's make it or break it, as a favor to me, you could do it.
Tell Reginald Wrangler it ain't going to cut through.
It is going to cut through. Why don't you?
It's a tune-out. Dave McKay just said America is a tune-out. The American flag is a tune-out.
Dave McKay said a black guy singing about America is a tune-out.
Dave McKay hates blacks and Americans.
Dave McKay hates blacks and America.
Listen, give that song to Cowboy Troy or Toby Keith. They'll make it.
No, because you know why they're white? Because they're white.
No, they're not. Actually, Cowboy Troy's not right. White.
He's not right either. Because he's your friend.
Here, brother.
I swear to God, I'm going to box your ears next time.
Right now.
You're not doing nothing. You know what? Start dyeing your hair so you look younger. Manson, there you go.
Hung up on you or you hung up on him?
No, it doesn't matter. He's my friend. Like, I'm not really mad at him. I love the guy.
I mean,
I really, honestly,
he didn't even, you could have even not played it for him. His mind was already made
up. Hold on, Manson. You know what? I need that hole where Manson, where he says, where I hit it, and then he tells me to stop after hearing it for 21 seconds.
Yeah.
And then gives me the whole narrow format. I need that because that's exactly
the problem.
Now, Dave, listen, we're not boxing. You probably kick my ass. I love you to death. There is no heat. Don't anybody think that I'm mad at him? But he's only parroting what he's been, you know, what the country industry does.
Yeah.
Narrow niche formatting.
Play today. I'm Bobby Rich on Q105.
It's a sad time around here in our Beasley Media Group as we lost our good buddy and morning show host from WQYK, Dave McKay, yesterday. And Dave is much like me in supporting the men and women of the military, something that, in fact, we did together several times. Motorcycle rides for 9/11, commemorative rides, we did those. We did charity rides, toy runs together. He and I would get on the motorcycles and go raise money and do things anytime for those folks. And I know a lot of times when Dave would walk down to our studio while we were getting ready to do our salute to the men and women of the military and play the Star Spangled Banner, Dave would do like we do in the studio here. He would stand outside the door with his hand over his heart, facing the flag. So, Dave, we're thinking about you, and we'll be thinking about you for a long, long time, buddy. We miss you, and I think for that, I'm going to pretend you're standing outside that door with your hand over your heart right now as we salute the men and women of the military. Women of the military, and for the memory of our buddy Dave McKay, who would oftentimes stand right outside that door with his hand over his heart, just like we do when we played the Star Spangled Banner and saluted those men and women of the military.
WRBQ HD1 Tampa, a Beasley Media Group station from the WeatherTight Windows Studios. Tampa Bay's hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Tampa Bay.